being able to stay focused on whatever task that they have at hand.
Focus. This is just one of 20 words that Reverend Leon Kelly uses with his kids in the Open Door program, a program that is designed to help younger kids make good decisions. He chooses the words because they mean something to be successful and make sure everyone can spell them out. Standing by his side every Tuesday is Brandon Marshall, and most times he will bring Evels Doomerville to help with the program. Marshall says being around the kids makes him stay young.
Well, basically, it was one of those things where my heart is with the kids, and you know, I was looking for something to get involved with and something I can call my own. And Rev opened the door to the Open Door is the name of the program. And it's been a blessing since. And, you know, it just gave me a chance to come out and stay young and be able to share my experiences with the kids and basically show them the things that I've been through and the things that I'm going through. And just, you know, kind of show them that they can learn from me, you know.
We want you guys to come to school every day. Always come to school. You want to better yourself. And what I mean by better yourself, that means by getting an education.
For Reverend Kelly, his program is about making a difference and giving these kids a stable figure.
My kids are seeing him as a stable person, a person that they could actually, a tangible person they could actually latch onto. Even though, you know, the world and others see him as a, you know, great God-given ability, you know, to do a lot of different things, but my kids see him as a person, you know, and some kids see him as an athlete pro and all of that, but this makes a difference. I would say about 80 to 90% of my kids have little to no relationship with their father or really a strong, positive person, male in their life. And more so to me, that is more important to me for them to be able to see someone as a stable a person, a tangible person that is here, you know, that believes in them. They see something different in them. Well, no, my thing is knowing I'm old enough to be a dad, you know, and I'm still young and hard, you know, and I see him because my son is older than he, you know, and so as I see, it was like a person that has that kind of youthfulness of heart, you know, and when he stepped off in here, you know, it was just like it was a fit, you know. He was just like, you know, man, he saw himself in these kids, and I've been very protective of these kids, you know, all the kids that I dealt with, you know, and a lot of people have come through and gone, and you know, it's just like the chemistry, you know, was there, you know, and.
Okay, yeah, let her get caught on her birthday.
It's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Hmm?
Nothing.
It's your birthday. Why you all in sad? We about to sing happy birthday to you.
And because Marshall and Doomerville have become stable figures, they know they can make an impression that can go a long way with these kids making the right decision.
And my deal was early in my years, so, you know, I kind of grew up early and was, you know, able to handle things. But, you know, coming from the city I was from, you know, Liberty City, Miami, you know, it's pretty tough, man. So, you know, I sit here, you know, I used to be one of these kids, you know, going to the park and, you know, trying to do some after school, you know, programs to try to stay out of the streets and stay out of trouble. So I just think this is a great deal, man. No matter what city you're from, there's always, you know, a hood or somewhere bad that, you know, you could get you in trouble. So I think a place like this, atmosphere, this type of, you know, brother sisterhood can help, you know, kids at this age to prosper.
When you he's the one to do. Was he here? He's real. Watch this. Watch him. He's gonna know. He's gonna be killing me. If I can just reach out to one or two kids a week or one or two kids a month, you know, it's making a difference. You know, because we talk about change. And we talk about change not only in our community, but, you know, in our country. And the best way to change is starting with our youth. And if we're going to make a difference, you know, we have to get to those kids now. You know, because I remember when I was younger, things that my parents told me or people I looked up to, you know, things that stuck. And it helped me get through hard times or helped me get through decision making, you know. So if I can just share with them the things that I know, then I'm happy.
Marshall and Doomerville have been involved with Reverend Kelly in the Open Door program since the summer, but both have stressed that their presence here is more about the kids than themselves.
The things that I've been doing here, you know, I've been getting a lot of attention. And I try to reiterate to people that this is a program, like Rev said, that he's trying to protect the kids. And that's my focus too. You know, it's not for the attention, it's for Brandon Marshall. We're trying to do what's right for the kids. We would love to get the attention on this program for, you know, just help. You know, we need a lot of help. And this is a community that, like Rev said, is changing. And with change, you know, we need a lot of help. And whatever we can do to help these kids out, you know, to be successful and for them to have the same opportunity that I've had, Elvis had, and some of the other guys that came through, you know, that's what it's about.
There's a lot of people who get starstruck. You know, they get caught up in the money, they get caught up in the fame, you know, they forget really where they come from, you know. And as you're talking about people come from Liberty City. Anybody know Liberty City? You know, man, that's hard. And to be able to come through that, you know, it teaches you. Either it's going to teach you or it's going to break you. You know, and when you come to a program and you see a lot of these kids here, you know, many of these guys who are able to look back and say, man, I see myself in them.
It's okay to be great. Are y'all listening?
Yeah! Marshall and Doomerville both say they'll continue their work with the program and help with fundraisers. They even have a trip to Elitch Gardens planned later this month. Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.